Welcome. You are listening to the Lutheran Radio Service, a ministry of the local congregations of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. I am Pastor Philip Henning, the pastor at Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Burke, South Dakota. This morning we are going to meditate upon the words of our Lord as we find them in the book of Matthew, chapter 20, beginning at verse 17. Now Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. On the way he took the 12 aside and said to them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day he will be raised to life." Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling down asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is the word of our Lord. In the name of the one who came to serve us all, dear fellow believers in his redeeming work. About 160 years ago, our country was involved in a terrible war. During this conflict, more Americans lost their lives than in any other war. This was the Civil War. The reason for the war was to free African American slaves. In those days of slavery, one Sunday, a sensational preacher in the city of Brooklyn brought a number of slaves into his church and called upon his members to purchase their freedom by paying a price for them. All of the slaves were redeemed. One slave, for whose freedom the purchaser had paid a considerable price, said to his benefactor, "Master, let me go with you and serve you." "But you are free," replied his benefactor. "You do not have to serve anyone." But the slave persisted, saying, "Master, you paid a big price for me. I belong to you. Let me serve you till I die, not because I have to, but because I love you. For you bought me." We too have been redeemed just like these slaves. As such, we are going to look at our life in service. We are redeemed by our Savior Jesus Christ. His life was used in serving us. In our reading this morning, Jesus tells his disciples of the events which would happen in the upcoming days. He doesn't ask the disciples for suggestions or for options just in case things don't work out according to his plan. He simply states that he will go to Jerusalem, be killed, and then rise again on the third day. In his predictions, Jesus makes a point of calling himself the Son of Man. He is emphasizing to his disciples that he is one of them, a true human being. In this Jesus, God became the offspring of the human race. He submitted himself to the demands of the law, and he fulfilled them. He was without sin himself, yet he endured the wrath of God against sin and sinful man. He even died for that sin in place of all other people. In our reading today, Jesus predicts that he will die at the hands of both Jewish and Gentile leaders. Their actions would characterize the natural hatred of all human beings for the Lord and his anointed one. So all men, by nature, hate God. To some extent, it is only in discovering how much we hate God by nature that we can truly begin to know to what degree God loves us. God loves us so much that he sent his one and only Son into the world to take our place, to take on the punishment of sin we deserve, and to take the death we deserve on himself on the cross. In this way, we all become heirs of the kingdom of heaven. In God's kingdom, greatness consists of being totally devoted to the desires of others. Jesus devoted himself to the needs of all men. He did not come so that all men might serve him. He came to serve all men. He came specifically to pay the price that we could not pay. He came to suffer and die in our place. Because he did this, don't you think we owe him at least a little bit of our time in service to him? But Jesus didn't just give a little of his time. He gave all of his time for us. He gave everything. Thus, our life will consist in serving him. In our reading, Jesus asks a question about a cup and then makes a comment about that same cup. The cup to which Jesus refers is the suffering which Jesus will face as a result of our sinfulness. In a sense, we obviously cannot drink the cup which he drinks. On the other hand, we can drink the truth which Jesus establishes in his suffering. We cannot drink the cup of suffering he drinks because it is for the sins of all men. But we can receive the benefits of drinking that cup. He gives us the benefits of his sufferings and death, which means forgiveness of sins. That is the cup we do drink as we receive the benefits of his suffering. When we drink from that same cup, the results of our drinkings are very different. Through his drinking, he establishes the sinner's right to stand before the judge uncondemned. In drinking his truth, we gain the ability to establish that right for ourselves by learning to base all of our prayers and requests on His behavior rather than our own. We can come before the throne of God with any requests, knowing what Jesus did for us. With our faith in the redemption His sufferings earned, we are members of God's kingdom. We can stand before the throne of grace with all confidence, knowing that salvation is ours. And now we are part of God's family with all the rights and privileges that come with that family membership. God's kingdom is the place where everything is done according to God's will. Man does not do things to serve himself, but to serve God and His will. God's kingdom is different from any place that we know. It is just as important to point out that heaven is full of individuals who don't want to do anything except the things the kingdom of heaven wants them to do. So, you see, life as God's child means that we are totally dedicated to doing His will. We do not do what we want. Rather, we do what He wants. That makes our lives ones of serving Him. A beautiful young girl delayed becoming a Christian because she felt that by doing so, she might lose some of the pleasures of her youth. She said again and again that once she was older, she would consider becoming a more active Christian. One day, as her mother lay sick in the hospital, she came with a beautiful bouquet of fresh flowers. The nurse complimented her on their beauty and said, "We will not take them up to your mother now. They are too fresh and beautiful. We will wait a few days." The young girl looked at the nurse in surprise and said, "How dare you do that? If you wait a few days, these flowers will lose all their freshness and beauty." "But," the nurse said, "is not this what you are doing to your heavenly Father? Are you not, by your conduct, reserving for yourself the beauty and freshness of your life, and waiting to offer Him the faded blossoms from which all the lovely beauty and freshness have departed?" May we all give all that we have, all of the freshness and beauty of our lives, all of the strength that we have in service to the Lord. Jesus gave the prime of His life for you. Now our life consists in serving Him. Give your all for Him. Amen. May the Lord our God be with us just as He was with our fathers. May He never leave us or abandon us. May He turn our hearts to Him to walk in all His ways. Thank you for listening to our message, and return next week again and listen to more of the good news that comes through the message of salvation through Jesus Christ crucified and risen for our salvation.